Wisdom is the principal thing. He said, and in all thy getting, get understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. And he says that in all thy getting, get understanding. Let's look at a statement Jesus made about wisdom. He says, with all thy getting, get understanding. Why? Because wisdom is pursued. Wisdom is pursued. Wisdom does not come to you cheaply. Does not come to you cheaply. A little observation I've made, which I was talking to a friend this morning. I said, look, we need to pray more and more for Christians, especially concerning wisdom. And a lot of Christians need to pray more and more concerning wisdom. For example, if you ever came across, a lot of the time, if you ever came across maybe a video or a picture that said something contrary to Christianity, and you ever went to the comment section to see what Christians said, they believe the right thing, but they cannot put in a proper defense. They immediately jump. I mean, what I want to talk about here is, with today is very, very interesting, and I had to pray for all of you so you can receive it and not get it wrongly. Because it's very interesting. I had to pray, so Lord, help them understand me. And I know He has answered my prayers. Things that you probably have overlooked that could make a whole lot of difference in your life. And these are all in financial wisdom. I said we should see something that Jesus said concerning wisdom. Luke chapter 7, verse number 35. Jesus said, but wisdom is justified of all her children. What's the meaning of this statement? You only know wisdom by the result. Almost all the versions use results or deeds. Check the NIV, let's check the NLT, let's check the TLB. But wisdom is proved right by all her children. NLT. But wisdom is shown to be right by the lives of those who follow it. TLB. But I'm sure you can always justify your inconsistencies. Very interesting. Amplified. Yes. Yet wisdom is vindicated and shown to be right by all her children. What are all the children? By their lifestyle, moral character, and good deeds. Are you saying? Deeds there means doings or results. Wisdom is justified by her deeds. Let's go at James chapter 3, verse 13. James chapter 3, verse 13, he says, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works. With meekness of wisdom, with his works. Wisdom is not known by your coats. Especially in a generation where everybody can make a comment online. Sometimes the person in the comment section who has built nothing is criticizing the one who has built something. Oh God, please, I beg you this evening, you're not wise. Because wisdom is not by your quote and your comment. With all humility, you don't criticize someone who has works. when you don't have, because wisdom has nothing to do with quotes. He said, wisdom is justified of her deeds. He said, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works. Why did he say a good conversation? Good conversation, that means a good life. So, what is he saying? Someone who defrauded someone and had money and built something. That's not wisdom. He said he should show. We show wisdom. This is how we show wisdom. We show wisdom out of a good conversation, his works. How can someone who has not built anything be criticizing someone who has built something? Someone who has never started a ministry is trying to correct, or not just correct, is trying to show someone who has already started and is doing something, is trying to show him how to do it. I think that you should do it like this and like this. I don't get it. Wisdom is justified of the works. I assure you, there are people who don't have any money in their account, yet they have all the financial advice that is in this world. When you read Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1, it says, wisdom had built a house. Wisdom builds. Wisdom builds. Prayer does not build. It is wisdom that we use to build a house. It is wisdom that we use to build our life. In the Bible, when you see, when we're having the cell ministry week, when I taught on them, I said every time you pray, God's answer to you is Christ. And the Bible says that Christ is unto us the wisdom of God and the power of God. Christ is unto us the wisdom of God and the power of God. Many of us know a lot about the power of God and know very less about the wisdom of God. Because those two always have to work together. When you see Jesus Christ's ministry, he says, what wisdom is this that is given to this man that he wrought such mighty works? So you always see the wisdom of God and the power of God working together. Wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars. We build with wisdom. So when you see someone who has built something in his life, built a business, built a family, wisdom is involved. So he said, wisdom is not one of the things. He said, it is the principal thing. He said, therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, with all thy getting, he says, when you get everything, get understanding. There's something I even saw in the Bible. Do you know that when you gain understanding of something, you are equal to that thing? Let's look at Job chapter 12. I'll show that to you in Job chapter 12, verse 3. He said, but I have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior to you. Did you see that? He said, but I have understanding as well as you. So I'm not inferior to you. My understanding, my level of understanding as you brings me to the same place as you. I have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior to you. Think about it. Remember that course that your mate understood that you did not understand? He was superior to you. The day you understood it, he was no longer superior to you. Even if he was the one that taught you, the day you understood it, it demystified it. When you did not understand it, he looks like a god to you. No, I mean, at least we all went to school. We can identify with that. I said, till now, those who do imams, I see them very, very, very sacred. Physics, when I see people solving physics, they look godly. I remember one time I was in a taxi years ago. I was in a taxi. This taxi driver was just, he was just playing music, and he was just enjoying the music. Then, you know, someone sent me a message. Let me just put this one there before. Someone sent me a message and said, "Pastor Enoch, please, when you are preaching and you add the local language, we don't understand." I said, "Oh, I always interpret it. So always just follow what I'm saying. I always interpret it. So, but sometimes there are some points that you have to give it in the editing. You know, you have to just, so anytime you hear me put in a local language, I will explain it. The next line after it is I've explained it, so don't worry about it. But the way this taxi driver said it, I can't say it in English. It will bring it down. Let me. As he was driving, he said, "Hey, I'm going to 40. I'm going to say buffalo. Now, because I say now, I'm going to like, how do they think of music? Like, how do they sing it? Like, what comes into their mind to make music? He thinks of musicians like, wow." You know the most amazing part? When someone sings a song I don't even know, I can start scoring the parts, the alto and the tenor. I can start scoring it immediately in my head without ever knowing the song. I can, and as long as I don't need to premeditate it before I score the parts, I can sing it with him. It's a supernatural something. To another musician who has understanding of it, it's nothing supernatural. So this taxi driver was just telling me that he was playing that Dilumba. He was like, he was thinking, how on earth is this, like, the idea to sing it like this or like that? Like, he was just enjoying the music. I said, musicians are just gods. Because wisdom, listen now, wisdom and understanding will make you a leader without election. In any place that you understand than the people, you are their leader. You don't need to be appointed. That's why I challenge pastors and leaders, always be ahead. Because if someone in your congregation starts being ahead, some way, somehow, the people will start gravitating towards the person. And you see what will start, let me tell you what will start happening. You will now be preaching threatening messages. "I'm the pastor here. I'm the pastor here. Respect your pastor. Love your pastor. Don't go to anybody. Come to your pastor. If you don't come to your pastor, you can die." You see, you'll be preaching threatening messages. But when you are ahead, you are ahead. Wisdom and understanding puts you ahead. It makes you a leader. Let's look at some scriptures. Deuteronomy chapter 1. Verse number 13. It said, "Take you wise men and understanding and known among your tribes, and I will make them rulers over you." Look at this. God says, when you take wise men and understanding men, he said, "I'll make them rulers. I'll make them leaders over you." Wise men become leaders. A man with wisdom will become the leader. The man praying notwithstanding. Remember what he said in the book of Job. He said, I have understanding like you, I'm not inferior to you. Once I start understanding like you, I'm not inferior to you. I begin to understand everything. You're no longer a mystery to me. 1 Chronicles 12:32. I read it yesterday. I'll bring it again. And we bring out a point from there. He said, "Now the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment." Did you see that? All their brethren were at their commandment. The ones that had understanding of the times, and knew what Israel ought to do. He said all their brethren were at their commandment. Wisdom and understanding puts you in leadership. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 12. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart. Then what will happen? So that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. Do you see that? Wisdom makes you a leader. Then, the part of it that I want to talk about is wisdom that is practical, and that we started looking at it yesterday. Practical. And it will shock you to know that this is wisdom that comes from God. Wisdom that comes from God. Very simple and practical. In fact, that word understanding there, it will surprise you to know that it means, it's like wisdom that is relatable in day-to-day life. Because sometimes when people think of wisdom, you're thinking of some mystical something that will just enter your head and say, you have this idea to do some amazing thing. Sometimes it can be very, very simple. And let me tell you this. Majority of the people listening to me right now are young people. And this is the thing. In the book of Job, he said that wisdom is with the aged. He said, with the ancient is wisdom. Let me find that for you. Job 12:12, yes. He said, with the ancient is wisdom, and in length of days understanding. With the ancient is wisdom, and in length of days understanding. So you see that when you talk of wisdom, naturally it should come to the one who has been around. Because the men with the length of days probably have made some mistakes and learned from them. But it is not always so. The same book of Job, he says, Elihu said that, I thought they should speak, and the multitude of years should teach wisdom. He said, but there's a spirit in man. He said, the breath of the Almighty giveth them understanding. So the Holy Ghost gives understanding. The Holy Ghost can help you understand. The Holy Ghost can give you wisdom. You can be a young person with wisdom. During the camp, and for the sake of those who were not at camp, I'll read it again. During the camp, I read to you a lady about a woman in the Bible called Abigail. And she... So read 1 Samuel chapter 25. I'll start from verse 20. We'll read it to verse 28. And we'll see some things in there, because we're talking about wisdom builds a house. Don't worry, I've not forgotten Rehoboam's story. We'll go there. And it was so as he, okay, I'll give you the background. Nabal, who is Abigail's husband, has treated David unfairly, and David decides that he's going to kill her. And then Abigail decides that since David is coming, she will take the lead and go and plead and go and beg ahead. Said it was so as she rode on the ass that she came down by the covert of the hill, and behold, David and his men came down against her, and she met them. Okay, so she went to meet them. Now David had said, surely in vain have I kept all that this fellow had done, hath in the wilderness. Because David and his men were protecting the field of Nabal. But Nabal treated them unfairly. So he said, that means I've done this in vain. I've kept this man's thing in vain. So that nothing was missed of all pertain unto him, and he had requited me evil for good. Go ahead. So and more also do God unto the enemies of David. If I leave of all that pertain to him by the morning light, any that pisseth against the wall. You see, he says, I will not leave one thing from this guy. I'm going to destroy everything. David was very cross. Continue. And when Abigail saw David, she hasted and lighted off the ass and fell before David on her face and bowed herself to the ground. All right. We're going to look at some very practical things. And fell at his feet and said, upon me, my Lord, upon me let this iniquity be, and let thine handmaid, I pray thee, speak in thine audience and hear the words of thine handmaid. Let not my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial, even Nabal. He's calling the husband a man of Belial, even Nabal. For as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. Say, David, my husband does not have sense. Don't worry. She's protecting the house. She's protecting the house. But I, thine handmaid, saw not the young men of my Lord, whom thou didst send. Now therefore, my Lord, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, seeing the Lord hath withholding thee from coming to shed blood, and from avenging thyself with thine own hand, now let thy enemies and they that seek evil to my Lord be as Nabal. And now this blessing which thy handmaid hath brought unto my Lord, let it be given unto the young men that follow my Lord. She cooked food. Because she knew that David is angry because David is hungry. Why is David going to kill? Because they didn't give him anything. He's hungry. So she cooked food. When she got there, she lay on the floor. And she started saying, David, please. My husband does not have sense. Don't kill him. He does not have sense. Next verse. I pray thee, forgive the trespass of thy handmaid, for the Lord will certainly make my Lord a sure house, because my Lord fighteth the battles of the Lord, and evil hath not been found in thee all thy days. You will see some things over there. Now, when you see all this, what does the Bible say about Abigail? Because you can think, maybe this woman is full of skirmishes. But what does God think about Abigail? Look at this same 1 Samuel 25, verse 3. Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail. Look at this. And she was a woman of good understanding. She was a woman of good understanding. That's what I want to bring to you. Good understanding. One time, you know, the sister I'm about to talk about, she's a good person, but she learned something from this that day. One time, one of our brethren's mother came to come and report her bitterly. So the mom spoke. And that she does not cook, she does not do this, she does not do that. And look. So I said, they should go and call me the girl. They called me the girl. The girl came. You know, the Bible says the entrance of that word giveth light, giveth understanding to the simple. There are some of you are simple. You have no understanding. You are simple. Naive. That's what the meaning of simple. Plain. Flat. you never have money. If you were selling something, you cannot convince people. See how Abigail convinced David. Some of you cannot even collect money from your husband. Simple. So this lady, the mom came. Mom was complaining bitterly. And this lady, so I asked her, I said, these things your mom is saying, is it true? She said, say it's not true. In front of your mother, where Jimmy Papa? Even if it was not true, that's not the place to say it. Are you telling me that your mother is a liar? When did you meet me? Maximum 3 years ago. Your mother, you have stayed with, you are telling me that your mother is a liar. Do you know how I will start seeing you? Like I said, she's a good person. She was just plain. This thing happened like 2 years ago. Of course, she has learned from then. Your parents want you to work in probably a bank or something, and you know that you can do forex trading. That's what you want to do. And every day you are at home on your laptop. They think you are jobless. They don't believe in what you are doing. You know how you get them to believe in it? Huh? You said? Start giving them money when it comes. They will calm down. When money starts coming, you just going to today, thousand. Ah. Before this one. No. You know, you have to still get a job. Then another time, two thousand. What did you say you are doing again? You know, life is not a race. You don't even sometimes have to work in a bank anymore. 3,000. My son, God will bless you. But you are there. Doing it. The money is coming. Nobody is seeing anything from you. They'll say you are jobless, of course. As you saw me sitting there, I'm just using her story. She has changed after us. Yeah. Oh, truly, she has changed since then. This is like 2 years ago. As you saw me sitting there, it's just something for all of us to learn from. And your mother sitting there, you just hold her like, Mommy, I'm sorry. Mommy, I'm sorry. Agbena. A woman of good understanding. Too flat. You are selling, and all your sales points are about you. Please buy so that I can make profit. Have you noticed that when somebody approaches you and it looks as though the person is come to talk to you about something, you avoid the person? You rather engage somebody who's probably talking to you about nothing. Once a girl perceives that this guy is coming to, raise me. She's usually not interested. But if a guy engaged in a random conversation, wow, see your shoes. Do you really like those kind of shoes? I don't know if you are getting it. And the same applies with soul winners. You cannot go and win souls the moment you go say, do you know Jesus? Oh my God. Jesus was sitting at the well with a woman and the whole conversation was about water. Give me water to drink. He said, I cannot give you water. Do you know the water? Do you know who is the water itself? Water. You have water. You don't have anything to draw the water. Mm. Go and bring your husband. Say, I don't have a husband. Say, yes, it's true. You don't have a husband. You have had four. And the one you are. Say, hey. Jesus, she said, the Lord arranged the game for him. Mommy, I'm sorry. Mommy, I'm sorry. Mommy, I'm sorry. That, at that place, we have finished the case. Let me give you a key before we continue. If your parents come to see me about you, I will never side you. I want us to have that understanding before we continue the game. Just know that me and you have a movie to act that day. Even if they say, you come to church tomorrow, I'll say, what? When I finish being here, I'll say, hey, so pastor, it means you are doing, your flatness is the issue. You are simple. You have no understanding. If you ever went to engage in a conversation concerning a business you wanted to do, something you wanted to do, you wanted someone to invest in your business, and you got there and everything was about you. You know, I've not worked for the past 3 years, so I came up with this idea. Everybody sees that this guy is hungry. See, that this guy is hungry. In fact, the more you make us know that you are not so interested in what you are telling us, the more we are interested in you. One of the challenges of people who are now starting businesses, which I mentioned yesterday, is they are going through something. So they started. It's because of the pressure of what they are going through, they don't have the patience to go through the processes of bringing out a very good product. I get the point. See, they don't have the patience. For example, at a certain stage in your product or the awareness of the product, all you want is awareness. You're not trying to make sales. You're in talk to people. You're not selling anything. You're just telling them how you can help them. And you are convincing them to know that they have a need. The best people to learn this from is those who sell drugs in the car. You will start knowing that you are sick. You were looking very healthy. You believe that you are healthy. By the time they start telling you, if in the night your heart starts beating, whose heart does not beat in the night? If at day you start feeling at the top of your chest, you belch. Listen, let me tell you, there's something wrong with your liver. Take this. If at midnight your ear, you start hearing, oh, there's something wrong with your kidney. Take this. That one drug can cure everything from malaria to witches chasing you. Money will always leave the hands of the simple to the understanding. Remember, through wisdom is an house builded. Through wisdom is an house builder, not prayer. Your wife is unhappy in the house, not because of anything, no. For the past 3 years, you have forgotten her birthday. Through wisdom is an house builder. You are too flat. The whole house is quiet. The whole house is quiet. And uninteresting. Why? Because They are all praying, but little wisdom. Little wisdom. The man has just descended from the mountains, Ashia Mountains. He came in the night. He's not a comedian in the house. You have to learn jokes. How can you be a husband who does not have jokes? Because everything is serious in the house. That you don't want to joke with your destiny. That generations are tied to you. That you only do the will of the Lord. I've said the men's part. The men are feeling some way. Let me say the other part. Madam wife. True wisdom is an house builded. Wisdom had built a house. Can you go to the house you call your husband Andrew? Andrew. Some are even worse, Kwesi Papa. Go to the house and Zaddy. Mira. You see, that is why those women, they kept their marriages old. Those women of old, they kept their marriages. Some people say they were unhappy in their marriages. Who told you? I know a woman, anytime she wants to collect money from the husband. King of kings and Lord of lords. I'm not exaggerating. I know someone like that. So king, then she will start coming. Champion. The man knows that. Well, how much do you need? Through wisdom is an house builded. There was a lady. Keys. He's killing keys. Wafata. She said the husband didn't like coming to the house early. Every time, very late you come to the house. So one day I went for a reception. A wedding reception. Was it a reception? It was a dinner. One day I went for a dinner. And during the dinner, I met her. So I had known her for very long, very, very long. So she was telling me. So I asked her, how's your marriage going? This was also like 2 years ago. How's your marriage going? Just like, yeah, it's fine, but my husband, like, doesn't come home early because of the bank and other things, because the husband works in the bank. So he doesn't like really come to the house early. Sometimes he has to do overtime in the bank. That's the only thing that is going on. And I said, you say he doesn't like coming early to the house. So that's okay. So I gave her a few keys. I said, do this and do this and do that and do this. So she applied what I taught her. Yes. She applied what I taught her. Guess what happened? She applied it that day. The next day, the man was home by 5. by five. She said, what? By five. The next day, by five. The next day, by five. After 2 weeks, she said, man of God, what you taught me, really, really working. I said, do you have new ones? Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Good understanding. Look at this woman, Abigail. There are some things you must learn and learn to do. And that's why I said yesterday, and it's utterly rubbish to even think of it, that your whole business plan is someone should support you. Because when you come to inducing desire for your product, your advertising, your marketing, your sales, they are never about you. They are always about what you have to offer to the person. Oh boy, there are some people, when you give them the opportunity to market something, if you don't remove your lungs, it's one of your kidneys. Let's look at something. You see the use of these two words. 1 Kings chapter 7, verse number 14. It was talking about a certain man who was a worker in brass, all right? But there's an understanding there. There's a statement that I want to bring to you. He was a widow's son of the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a worker in brass, and he was filled with wisdom and understanding. Then look at this. And cunning to work all works in brass. Go to 2 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 13. He said, and now I have sent a cunning man endued with understanding of whom are my fathers. So you see, when you read Exodus 31, verse 3. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. Other versions say cunning. So you see this word cunning. Now, the reason why I said I pray that God will make you understand is that it looks almost negative. That word cunning looks negative. But let's not look at the negativity of it. Let's look at how we can make positive the negative. Because Jesus made a statement. I think it was Luke chapter 16. I think so. He says, the children of darkness are in their generation more wiser than the children of light. You see, more wiser than the children of light. More wiser. Yeah. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, because remember, the Lord commended the unjust steward. Can we throw religion out of the window today? Can we throw religiosity out of the window today? Let's throw religiosity out of the window today and see what the scripture is telling us. Because flat people suffer. I don't know if you heard this short video about a man of God who was saying that there are some ladies, you tell them, I love you, say, thank you. I love you. By the grace. Flat. Both the men and the women. You've got a God game. Write it down. You gotta have king. He said, Christian brother. He said, you tell your wife that the Lord is spoken to me. Every day the Lord is speaking to you. When will you also speak something? The Lord said, I love you. Ah.
On behalf of the Lord.
You see, he said, through wisdom is an house builded. You cannot build your business on just prayers. You need to have understanding. If you, there are some business deals you can broker without capital. Yes. There are some business deals you can make happen without having a dime. This has even nothing to do with, you know, favor or anything. Of course, the spiritual element to it. But the way you go about it. Me, what I need is capital. I know that if I get capital, everything will change about my life. It is not true. There are many business deals that you can get to happen without having a dime. But by the time you leave there, they will even give you their money to go back. There's something I used to say. I say that, look, if I want something from you, maybe during those times I, you know, more active in business, because the business I was doing, the reason why I can give you a lot of points, especially in this area, was that my company was an advertising company. So, and I work with some of the best in the country, so I understand this thing very well. I noticed this, that if you don't want to give me your company or your contract, if you don't want to give me the contract, don't sit with me and tell me to talk. And don't try it. If I sit there, you will give it to me. If I dare sit there, you give it to me. You have to have game. How many people will be able to? You see, when you always think of miracle money, miracle money, miracle money, miracle money, how many people or how consistently can you have miracle money of $1 million? How consistently can you have that? In fact, let me tell you something. The way the financial laws are in this, in the country, in the nations now, if you even receive $1 million as a gift, the investigation you will go through, the kind of investigation you will go through. Because if you want to make that consistently, let's go back to Rehoboam. 1 Kings chapter 12, from verse 5. And he said unto them, Depart yet for 3 days, then come again to me. And the people departed. All of you remember from yesterday. And King Rehoboam consulted with the old men that stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, and said, how do you advise that I may answer these people? This is what the old man said. And they speak unto him, saying, if thou wilt be a servant unto these people this day, and will serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be thy servants forever. Hold on. Why did the old man give this advice to Rehoboam, and they didn't give this advice to Solomon? Think about it. Because this old man were with Solomon, and they were Solomon's advices. You see, the things we are talking about now are practical. And I told you, I said, you started a business. These are practical things to do. Get a group of people to punch holes into what you are doing. All right? Then these are practical things. Then over here he says, this old man advised Rehoboam to calm down for these people. Be a servant unto them. Even though you are the king. He said, look, be a servant to these people and serve them and answer them and speak nicely to them. He said, they will offer themselves to you and they will be your servants forever. Now, let me ask a question. The question again is, why didn't they give this advice to Solomon? Why? Because Solomon was a lord to these people. They knew him as that. They will serve him. They don't know you. You just came on the scene. You have to win them over. When Moses was handing over, he handed over to Joshua. God did not fill Joshua with the spirit of power. He filled Joshua with the spirit of wisdom. Why? Because you will need wisdom to take over the man's way. Because this is what happened. I'm not the director. I'm a chairman. Even though they almost all the people there knew me and said, Pastor Enoch. They've put me into a committee with almost like people. And most of them were, even have been in ministry before me, Seth. So now I'm their chairman. What are you expecting? I'll call, the way director will call for committee meeting, will call, everybody will gather, then you start talking. He's their director. He can call that meeting. Me, I was not doing that, though. I'll pick phone. Antipat. There's one, sister Pat, Pastor Pat, you have to do this document for me, Pastor Pat. So, you know I love you. I love you. Do this document for me. Okay, chairman. Then you do the document sent to me. Quick. If you go and do yourself, yes, I'm the new chairman of the this thing. Everybody, you call meeting, only two people will be there. You're too naive. Then sometimes you make people chairpersons of committees. They say that, Pastor, when I called meeting, nobody appeared. There's something you don't do. You make something, a chairperson of a committee say, Pastor, nobody answered me. Those things never happened to me. And it's not because I'm a pastor. I'll make friends with everybody. When we finish the program like this, back on the friendship, I've ended. Hey, pastor, then you're an opportunist. Be using English. I'll call Pastor Pat. Pastor Pat, what do you think we should do about this? Let's send this. Then I wanted to call for a committee meeting. I look at it. That's what I did. So I called them one by one. I said, Pastor Sharon, I'm thinking of calling for a meeting this Friday. What do you think? So yeah, let's go for the meeting. Yes, okay. So you call this person and I'll call the person too. I'll call this other person. Say, there's this meeting that I want to actually call for. Say yeah, Friday. Pastor Chairman, we are there. Chairman, Friday, we are there. Then I'll call for the meeting. Everybody show up. I called for an all-night in Lagos. Everybody showed up. Jesus says, I sent you as sheep among wolves. He said, therefore, be a prayer warrior. Oh, show me the scripture. Show me the scripture. Therefore, be a prayer warrior. I sent you as sheep among wolves. Therefore, fast till you turn into... Behold, I sent you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore prayer warriors. You want to have money? Okay, Matthew chapter 5, verse 25. Look at something there. You have to know when to pray. Jesus of Nazareth, the mighty healer who healed the shepherd, or healed the lepers. When the people saw him, they started walking. He said, agree with thine adversary quickly, whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. He said, look, King James is making it some way. What he's trying to say is, you have a problem with somebody. As you are going on the way, say beg. He said, beg on the road. A police has arrested you on the way. You are doing... We will show ourselves over there. Do you know me? Jesus says, settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still together on the way. Jesus, who? He said, or your adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you will be thrown into prison. Jesus said, that prison, prayer cannot bring you out. Let's see what message translation say. Or say you are on the street and an old enemy accosts you. Don't lose a minute. Make the first move. Somebody say, make the first move. Make things right with him. After all, if you leave the first move to him, knowing his track record, you are likely to end up in court, maybe even jail. Wisdom. Practical wisdom. Some of you can get capital from your parents, you don't know. The day you are going to collect that capital, wash the plates, wash the house, wash the ceiling. Let them see you on the ceiling, washing the ceiling. And don't wash it when they are not around. Wash it when they are around. So you are scrapping and singing, love all singers. Let them hear. Ah, what's going on? I'm washing the whole place. I'll be thinking, what's wrong with our boy today? That day you didn't ask anything. The next day you are cleaning. The day you ask them for something, they will not think twice. Years ago, one lady that told the parents, because she had heard in church, I'm independent of men. I'm independent of men. She told her parents, I'm independent of you. Hell. 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 They learned the wrong message. I promise you, I did not teach you that. I promise you, I did not teach you that. If you learn this, you will never be broke. There are some things you will even know. Eh? There are some things you will even know. But you will not use because of the setting in which you find yourself. Last scripture. Luke chapter 16 again. I'll start reading from verse 1, but in the message. Look at this. Amazing. And the message will give us the everyday language that we need. He said, Jesus said to his disciples, there was once a rich man who had a manager. He got reports that the manager had been taking advantage of his position by running up huge personal expenses. So he called him in and said, what's this I hear about you? You are fired. And I want a complete audit of your books. The manager said to himself, what am I going to do? I have lost my job as manager. I'm not strong enough for a laboring job. And I'm too proud to beg. Did you see that? The King James said to beg, I'm ashamed. So I'm too proud to beg. Okay, verse 4. And I've got a plan. Here's what I'll do. Then when I'm turned out into the street, people will take me into their houses. Then he went at it one after another. He called in the people who were in debt to his master. He said to the first, how much do you owe my master? He replied, 100 jugs of olive oil. The manager said, here, take your bill. Sit down here. Quick now, write 50. To the next he said, and you, what do you owe? He answered, 100 sacks of wheat. He said, take your bill. Write in 80. Verse 8. Now here's a surprise. Say, now here's a surprise. Yes. Why? Because it will surprise your religiosity. The master praised the crooked manager. And why? Because he knew how to look after himself. Jesus says, streetwise people are smarter in this regard than law-abiding citizens. They are on constant alert, looking for angles, surviving by their wits. I want you to be smart in the same way, but for what is right, using every adversity to stimulate you to creative survival, to concentrate your attention on the bare essentials, so you live, really live, and not complacently just get by on good behavior. Some people's religiosity has been crushed this evening. Jesus says, I want you to be smart in this way. He said, but for what is right. That means we will not do evil with our smartness, but we will have to be smart. Did you hear that? We have to be smart. Have to be smart. The biggest contract I got it without having, I had not registered a company. The biggest contract I got, a lot of money, I had not registered the company. What did I do? Once I saw the opening, I immediately went to register. Immediately. So every time they were talking to me, because you need to register a company to open the account, and companies will never give you cash. It's bank to bank. So while we were still negotiating the contracts, then the registration was ongoing. Street registration. If she asks me, I won't tell lies. Everything. I tell her, oh, we just put everything is in progress. Everything is in progress. Everything, we are working on everything. There was something about taxes that I did not know. So they asked me the question about those taxes. Then I went to wine. When I closed that day, I went to call one guy who understands taxes. I said, explain it to me. He said, explain. The next day I went over there. I brought up the conversation myself. I said, yesterday, I noticed I didn't really hit the nail on the head. The guy said, oh, you didn't actually say that. I said, no. I think my mind was not just here. So I now started saying the things I know. He said, yeah. Is this tax? This is the tax. Oh, I started explaining everything to him. There was one particular day. There was a guy who didn't want me on the... He didn't want me to get the contract because he had a side company. But he was a member of the company, but he had a side company that he wanted them to win the contract. Yeah. So he didn't want me to get the contract. So he noticed the loophole with me was I can do the job, but I didn't really understand the theory. But I can do the job. It's like if you tell me to do write for you music theory, I might not be able to write music theory for you, but I can understand music. You understand? So I didn't really get the theory very well, but I knew that that's what he wants to use to nip me in the bud. So I went to the boardroom, you know, in front of everybody. Everybody seemed to like me. So we are there. We're just looking. Then everybody's asking me very friendly questions. I'm answering. This guy goes to the theory. Guess what? I had my laptop in front of me. Now, to not make it look shady that it's only his question that I went on a laptop, I knew this guy would do this thing. So every question everybody was asking me, I was still on my laptop. And I said, no, I'm doing some things on my laptop as we're having this meeting. So it's our company policy. Streetwise. It's our company policy. So when it came to him, same thing. He asked me about a certain 5 piece of something. Quick. I was just giving it to him. And by God's grace, I'm very smart. That one, I'm very smart. I was just doing quick, just giving it to him. They gave me the contract straight away. The contract they gave me, I told them that. And you know, there are some contracts, they need to see where your fiscal office is. You know, they gave me the money without ever seeing my office. Because I didn't have an office. They never saw my office. That's how good we were. They never saw our fiscal office. That's how good we were. We rented an office for 3 months. Oh. Someone said, this is in front. No, what's front length about everything I've said? Legit business. There's nothing front length about it. If the company is not real, they will not be able to pay me. Do you understand? It's a real company. In fact, when they asked me to present a certain work, it was animation. They needed an animation for something. Now, it's an advertising company, so they can ask you for any deliverable. So they wanted animation. I didn't have an animator in my company. I had some staff, but there was no animator. But I took the contract. I said, I can do it. Then what did I do? Pastor Claude's senior brother, Clinton, at that time was at NAFTI. And he was doing animation. So when I told him, Clinton, I have this giggle. And he said, he can do it. But then he has a guy at TV Africa called Moses. I took cars straight to TV Africa. I told Moses, how much will you charge for animation? He said he'll charge 5,000. These people are giving me 6,000. I said, no. I said, Moses, reduce it. Moses reduced it to 3,000. Moses delivered the work on time. I gave them the animation. I collected my 6,000. The good thing is, why did they keep giving me more and more work? Because I was also delivering on time. We'll talk about that tomorrow.